Doug Harsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Somebody just became available, and Gator immediately said, I don't want him here. We'll get to that today at 12:31. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. A little bit later on, I'm going to do something. I know better to do it, but I can't help myself, Gator. I can't. 12:46, we'll do that. Back to your phone calls. Bobby's in Detroit and next on 97.1. Hi, Bobby.
Hey, how you gentlemen doing today?
All right, Bobby.
I just wanted to make a quick point and one disagreement, but, you know, it's probably just our opinion altogether as far as the trade issue. No, they're on the way. My biggest problem with Pistons right now is the turnovers and the free throws. If they improved that a month ago, I think they would still probably have less than 9 losses. When I hear this trade issue where they say, oh, we may have to give up Rollins and not Rollins, but
it's okay. I just want Kyle Farnsworth, Bobby.
I got tongue tied for a minute.
No, Holland, no, man. Holland.
Holland. No way. You don't have to give him up. You still have Sasser. You still have Ivy, Tobias, of course. But no, you don't have to give him up unless you're getting Antetokounmpo. No, you're not giving up that. And if so, if you disagree with me, tell me who you have to give him up for.
Well,
you know what I mean? No,
yeah, I mean, Laurie Markkanen trade offers and then let's be clear here. These are put together by writers and insiders. These are nothing.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly.
So, but it was usually Holland, Ivy, a pick, and Tobias.
That's quite a bit. Yeah. That's quite a bit.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, it's what it would take. I shouldn't say that trade specifically, but it would take quite a bit to get him. But yeah, I mean, look.
Sasser, though?
I don't think Sasser. Do you think Sasser gets anything on the trade market?
Hell yeah. I mean, you look at the point guard situation in the league. Come on. I mean, he's a hell of a player. Don't discredit that. You talking about Tobias and him and maybe a first rounder or two? Yeah. I think that's quite a bit for anybody in the league right now. And who's going to give him up? I mean, who are you going to go for? I mean, if you're going for Antetokounmpo, you do have to give up a lot.
Well, of course.
He's not coming to the Pistons, but I'm saying marketing. You don't have to give that much up for marketing. You're talking about Tobias, Sasser, and a first rounder?
I don't know how much value Tobias has.
Well, Tobias only has value in an expiring contract with a ton of money on it. He makes trades work. But, I mean, Kane, do you think Sasser gets much?
No. What has Sasser done in this league? And I'm a Sasser fan, by the way, but he really hasn't done much. And his ceiling, who knows? I mean, you're not going to get much for him. He can't be the nucleus of a big-time trade.
Well, he included him and thought he would get as much as...
No.
Yeah, I'm not...
I mean, we always include Tobias because of the contract. Unfortunately, it is what it is. You got to match contracts. And then after that, you're going to want young players with high ceilings and then draft capital. That's what's going to take for a big time name to come, a big splash trade.
But I mean, in Bobby's defense, right? And I agree. I don't think Sasser is somebody who's going to get a lot on the trade market. But here's where a team could look at the Pistons and say, I'd like to get Marcus Sasser. You're not using him a whole lot. We'd like him because we'd give him 30 minutes a game. In what he's done in 10 minutes a game, his 3-point percentage this year is 54%. And he chucks up almost 4 3-pointers a game. So it's not a huge sample size, but it's a size that you say, okay, this guy can shoot. He's quick. Would he thrive with given a starting opportunity on a bad team? He might, but no, I don't think it's somebody that, coupled with a first-round pick and Tobias Harris, is going to land you Laurie Markkanen.
So I'll tell you what I think is more likely to happen. I think what's more likely to happen is last year the Pistons were involved in a three-team trade where they sent KJ Martin, Josh Richardson, and 2 second-round picks out and got back Lindy Waters, another second-round pick, and Dennis Schroeder. That feels like the trade that's more likely to happen. I think it's one of those deals that you're getting Schroeder. You're getting Mike James. Now, Mike James came in the Rasheed Wallace trade, but I'm thinking one of those guys that comes off the bench for you and does things that helps you win big basketball games, but isn't the reason you won the game. I think those are the types of players. That's the kind of move that seems more likely to me than anything huge.
I would tend to agree with that, but I think right now the need for the Pistons, if you're looking at adding to this team, it's specific to like getting a shooter. And the whole league is looking for shooters. So it might be harder to get that guy with a couple of second round picks and, you know, vagabond players. Like what they did last year.
It could be more costly than that, but I don't expect a superstar.
Shooter was so good for them last year from a defensive standpoint and also from just a leadership standpoint. That guy didn't get frazzled by anything.
No.
He had experience. He just rose up to the occasion. He was really good for the Pistons last year. But this year, it seems like they have to specifically look for somebody who can knock down shots behind the arc.
Feedback coming into the Carson Anderson inbox. Tobias Harris being out makes this team better. We play faster and don't have a liability on defense when he's out. I would say think that they would argue with you, but Dennis Downriver says, I don't think the Pistons can make that claim. Oh, the claim that the East goes through Detroit. I don't think the Pistons can make that claim after they win an Eastern Conference championship. After that, they can say it. I don't think the Pistons can make that claim until after they win an Eastern Conference championship. Okay, Dennis, I think the Pistons are going to beat the Knicks yesterday. That's what I think. Yeah, Dennis, you call shots. You're not comfortable. Do you make any predictions, Dennis? I don't think the Pistons can make that claim until after they win the Eastern Conference Championship. After that, they can say it. I mean, okay. You're going to be awfully disappointed when it comes to listening to sports talk radio because people make a lot of predictions before things happen.
These are facts.
That's the pre of the prediction. I think you guys need to pump the brakes a little bit. Okay. I don't think I'm ready to go that far until after they add a legitimate second scoring option because that is what this team clearly needs, last night notwithstanding. That's fair. That's fair analysis. I mean, just because we say it doesn't mean it's true. and so we're cool with differing opinions. Daniel in Berkeley says, I thought midseason the Tigers, that was enough of a sample size last year, but obviously it was not. So I'm saying I'm cautiously still confident in our Pistons.
Yeah, Tigers had a collapse, obviously, down the stretch. The last 6 weeks of the season was horrible baseball to watch. And it didn't impact the playoffs. They went out and won a playoff series and then pushed the Mariners to the brink in a five-game series that went to the 15th inning. You know, it was a heck of a playoff for the Tigers.
248-539-9797. Floyd's in Detroit and next on 97.1. Hello, Floyd.
Hello, guys. How you doing?
Good.
You know, I don't think the Pistons need to make any move at all. I think the Pistons have a huge advantage in that they can bring waves of people off the bench and eventually wear other teams down. And the real advantage they have is that all they need to do is give these guys off the bench more and more exposure and time. Because it seems like they're all talented and they're all good shooters. So I'm really optimistic about this team. I would not make a move for a guy like Mark and anybody else because your defense right now is so good because everybody's so athletic and everybody's so intense in their attitude. I wouldn't change a thing. Just keep going. Just as they are, give them more and more time.
Well, Floyd, there's a couple things about this. One, making a trade for a Lauri Markkanen or a Trey Murphy or a Michael Porter Jr. or something like that would be, the one caller Bobby brought up, Giannis, would be so freaking exciting and unbelievable and in the moment, like, amazing. And yet you have to ask yourself, is this team, how far do you want to go to try and win this title? Because they've got such a good young core and they're already running the conference. Now, another way to look at it is next year, Tatum and Halliburton will likely be back at 100%. And the window that has opened wide open this year might not be as open next year, even though the Pistons will be more experienced and presumably better. You also got to consider there's a Jalen Duren contract they got to sort out. So,
well, you know, the advantage I think that the Pistons have right now is that these guys all play defense. And they play a very intensified level of defense. And I think that culture is what you want to maintain. You don't want to disrupt that particular culture. whatever you do. So
I think there are two things I really like about what the Pistons do. One, they play defense. They're willing to play defense, and they see the benefits of that when they've got their point differential. I think it's plus six when it comes to their defense. It's one of the best in the league and giving up just 110 points a game. I believe those are the numbers. You look at the other thing I like with this team is that they don't care about the three-point shot as much as they care about making a shot. You know, this is a team that's they take 90 shots a game, which is three less than the most shots taken on the season. But their field goal percentage is in the top 10 at 48%.
So they're taking, they're taking fewer shots?
No, they're only taking three fewer shots than the top team in the league. But the shots they take are two-point shots at a higher percentage. So they're making their shots, and that's what makes up for, hey, we're not going to take that many three-point shots compared to the rest of the league because we're knocking down all these two-point shots. It's a different way of playing basketball, and it works for them. Because if you're knocking down half of your shots effectively, you're in really good shape. I don't care if it's 2 points or not.
248-539-9797. All right, this big name just became available, and Gator immediately said, I do not want him in Detroit. We'll get to that at 1235. Plus more of your phone calls and feedback. 97.1.